我哋今日咧就喺马可福音，我哋睇第十章，即系都系讲婚姻。Samuel，Samuel，OK，、okay. 婚姻同埋离婚，系唔记得讲英文添。we're looking this morning in Mark chapter 10, talking about marriage and divorce. 咁我哋一齐打开圣经，睇第十章。马可福音第十章。So turn your Bibles with me to Mark chapter 10. 婚姻应该是一个开心、开开心心一件事。And marriage should be a happy thing. 但是很多人呢就开开心心结婚，跟住不欢而散。And many people get married and it's a great beginning, but it ends in disaster. 所以有很多好多人就讲，因不了解而结合，因了解而分开。And so many people say that they got together because they didn't know each other, and after they got to know each other, then they decided to break up. 但是圣经合乎圣经的婚姻是一夫一妻一生一世。But the biblical form of marriage is one man, one wife, and for eternity.For all life. 所以我哋系知道圣经嘅婚姻观同埋俗世嘅婚姻观系有分别。So there's a difference in the biblical view of marriage and the world's view of marriage. 有一个哲学家苏格拉底系古希腊嘅哲学家，佢讲过咧，应该结婚，揾一个好太太就会令到你好开心。如果你找到壞太太、不好的太太，你就變成一個哲學家。 And Socrates said, by all means, marry. If you get a good wife, you'll become happy. If you get a bad one, you'll become a philosopher. 我希望呢，我們不會成為哲學家的。我的心願呢，就是大家是開心。And maybe not become philosophers, that we can all be happy. 在耶稣在马可福音第十章第一节至到十二节是讲到婚姻和离婚。 And here in chapter 10 of Mark, verse 1 to 12, Jesus is talking about marriage and divorce. 所以我们先去看这个经文。 So let's look at what Jesus said. 耶稣从那里起身，来到犹太的境界并约旦河来，众人又聚集到他那里，他又照常教训他们。有法利赛人来问他说：人休妻可以不可以？意思要试探他。耶稣回答说：摩西吩咐你们是什么？他们说：摩西许人写了休书，便可以休妻。耶稣说：摩西因为你们的心硬，所以写这条例给你们，但从起初创造的时候，神造男造人，造男造女，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。所以神配合的，不人不可分开。到了屋里，门徒就问他这事。耶稣对他说：凡休妻领娶的，就是犯奸淫，夫负他的妻子。妻子若离弃丈夫另嫁，也是犯奸淫了。一齐祈祷。Let's pray。主耶稣，我哋多谢你，今日我哋喺你嘅圣经当中，我哋睇到你嘅话语。求主今日系用你嘅圣经嚟教导我哋。求你使用孩子去好清楚表达你今日要我哋明白嘅意思，所以我哋将今日嘅时间交托，求主施恩怜悯，多谢主听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。咁呢度耶稣讲过结婚同埋离婚 ，So Jesus is talking about marriage and divorce。咁如果你结咗婚或者未结婚咧，都是要学要知嘅。So whether you're married today, you're still single, it's still an important lesson for us to know. 我哋系需要知道合乎圣经嘅婚姻观。And we need to understand the biblical view of marriage. 咁所以喺呢个经文系俾我哋一个好清楚嘅认识。And so here Jesus is giving us a very clear understanding. 系圣经讲到婚姻系啲乜嘢 ？And what is marriage according to the Bible？ 咁一啲嘅背景嘅，耶稣一路喺马可福音咧就喺加利利侍奉。And just to give a little bit of background, Jesus has been in the Galilee region. 跟住咧，而家迈向佢人生嘅最后一个阶段。And now he's approaching the end of his life. 系佢应该系最后六个月嘅时间，佢就翻犹太，又去到耶路撒冷。And this is like the last 6 months of his life. He goes back to Judah and he's headed for Jerusalem. 于是佢就系要喺好快时间咧就系钉十字架。And so he's going to be crucified very shortly on the cross. 咁因为佢由加利利走翻入到犹太嘅地区咧。啲法利賽人嚟揾佢 ，and because Jesus comes from Galilee back down to Judea, and so the Pharisees are coming to question him. 咁法利賽人揾呢個問題咧，就係其實佢唔想揾到答案，佢就係想整蠱耶穌。And the Pharisees are bringing up this issue with Jesus not because they want the answer, but because they want to destroy, or they want a reason to attack Jesus. 於是佢覺得咧，耶穌咧係無論係點樣答呢個問題，都會破壞佢聲譽。And they think that no matter what Jesus does, however he answers a question, it's going to ruin his reputation. 因為當時咧，法利賽人或者猶太人咧，佢係有兩個唔同嘅教師咧，就俾兩個唔同嘅立場。And because there are two different teachers at that time in Israel, and they had two different points of view on this issue. 有一個老師呢，佢就係話，除咗犯奸淫，唔准離婚。And one of the teachers, Rabbi Shemiah, he held a strict interpretation that the only reason for divorce was by adultery. 咁另一個嘅老師咧，佢就話離婚咧就可以係比較容易啲，有咩原因都可以離婚咧。太太煮啲食物煮得唔好食啊，或者佢係你唔中意佢嘅態度啊，或者你係覺得佢係唔靚女等等都可以離婚。And another one of the teachers, Hillel.He believed that you could divorce your wife for any reason, whatever, if she burnt the food or didn't cook it right, if she had a bad attitude, if you didn't like the way she looked or whatever, you know, you could just divorce her. So he has two sides of the argument, and also has two sides of the support. And so there's these two different views, and each of these views had their supporters behind them. So he asked Jesus, Jesus, you said what? And so the Pharisees asked Jesus, what do you think?其實佢係想試探耶穌，想整個陷阱俾耶穌。And so they wanted to just test Jesus and tempt him and give him destroy his reputation. 其實好慘，佢都唔係想揾到真正嘅答案，佢想利用呢個嘅方法嚟整蠱耶穌。It's really terrible. They were not looking for a true answer. They were just looking for an excuse or reason to destroy Jesus.因为如果耶稣是支持一个，另外一边的支持者就不会信耶稣。Because if Jesus took one side of the issue, the other side, the opposing side, would then stop following him. 于是这样耶稣就会没了那么多人去。可能有人说，哎，你都不是神的儿子，你都没权威。And maybe because of that, you know, the people would say, oh, you're not the son of God, you're not the Messiah, you don't have authority. 今天呢，我们都面对同一个问题。好多人會即係對呢個離婚嘅問題，又會覺得係好隨便、好容易。You know, today we face a similar situation where many people today think that divorce is a simple, easy thing. 好多人咧就覺得即係離婚就應該越嚟越簡化、越嚟越方便。And many people think that maybe we should make divorce easier and easier so that it's not so complicated. 以前的澳門離婚就比較難啲嘅，以前咧就要經過好多手續啊，但係而家都係簡化咗好多。 And now in Macau, it used to be very hard to get a divorce, but now it's getting easier and easier. 如果你在國內都不是很難去離婚。And in China, it's not that difficult to get a divorce. 如果在美國呢，即是你可以半個鐘頭結婚，又可以半個鐘頭離婚，這麼快搞定，就簽一簽個紙就得了。But in the United States, you know, it only takes a half an hour to get married, and it only takes half an hour to get a divorce. All you have to do is go and sign the paper. 於是呢，就可以單方面就去話我要離婚，就去簽紙就搞定。And so, it's just, you know, one person wanting the divorce, go and sign the paper and it's done. 好似呢，就結婚只不過係簽個紙，離婚又係簽個紙，咁簡單。And so marriage is just signing the paper, divorce is just signing the paper. 所以好多人呢，就覺得嗰個沙紙有咩用啊？不如唔好結婚就同居算數啦，冇咁多約束力。So now so many people think, well, why should we get married? What's the point of this paper? Let's just live together. It's not, it doesn't have that many restraints. 如果你同居呢，鍾意結就結，鍾意散就散，唔使咁麻煩。So if we live together, you know, we just like to be together, we're together. If we want to get break up, we just break up. We don't need all the problem. 我哋現代社會就係咁樣。以前舊社會呢，以色列人的社會女人沒什麼地位。 In the old times in Jerusalem, the Israelite ladies did not have a position in life. 於是丈夫喜歡是拋棄她，休著她就得了。 And so if the husband wanted to get rid of her, divorce her, he could just do it. 她是沒有權利。 The wife had no rights.女人亦都當時唔可以主動離婚，即係男人主動棄婚。And back then, the women had no authority to take the initiative to get the divorce. 佢只有幾個因素可以提出離婚。There are only a few reasons why a woman could ask for a divorce. 一個就係犯奸淫， and one of them was for adultery. 另一個咧就係如果係老公係生麻風病。And if their husband had leprosy, then they could ask for a divorce. 另一個很搞笑的，如果老公呢，就是有一個橡皮匠，臭皮匠，他就可以要求離婚，因為臭皮匠很臭。And if their husband was a tanner, then he could, the woman could apply for a divorce because there's such a terrible smell and all that stuff. 很奇怪。結婚是容易，保持婚約是難，保持一生一世的婚姻是需要藝術。 Getting married is easy, staying married is more difficult. Staying happily married for a lifetime should rank among the fine arts. 我想我們的婚姻觀都是會有人覺得是婚姻失敗。And so often in our view of marriage, we say, oh, my marriage failed. 但是其實不是婚姻失敗，是人失敗。But you know, it's not the marriage that failed, it's people that fail. 離婚應該好像將身體的一部分割出來，斬了個手，斬了個腳。你斬了不會死，但斬完之後要經過一生一世是沒有了它。 A divorce is like an amputation. You will survive, you won't die from the amputation, but you have to live with less. You have to live without that part. 我們今天呢，就看這個離婚結婚，看到耶穌怎樣說。 As we look this morning at marriage and divorce, let's see what Jesus said.看第三節和第四節。 Look in verse 3 and verse 4. 耶穌回答說，摩西吩咐你們是什麼？他們說，摩西許人寫了休書，便可以休差。 Jesus said, what did Moses say? And they said, Moses said, we can write a bill of divorcement. 那耶穌呢，就是沒有入他的陷阱，沒有回答他問的問題。反而他叫啲人去睇翻聖經點講。So Jesus was very smart. He didn't give an answer to their question and didn't fall into their trap. Rather, what Jesus did is he took them to the Word of God. 弟兄姊妹，如果你遇到一啲嘅複雜嘅問題，你覺得係唔知點樣答嘅， 你就去翻圣经，喺圣经里边揾答案。And if you find some difficult questions and you don't know the answers to them, the best thing to do is always go back and see what the Word of God says. 因为圣经系我哋嘅权威，圣经系我哋嘅答案。Because the Bible is the authority and the Bible is our answer. 所以耶稣就系翻翻圣经话，圣经点样讲？And so Jesus said, what does the Bible say? 摩西怎么说？摩西五经。And so what did Moses say from the books of Moses? The law. 一个非常之好的地方去看找答案。It's a wonderful place to find answers to life. 摩西怎么说呢？摩西呢，就是生命记22章22节。Moses in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 22, very easy to remember, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 摩西怎么说，我们看看。Look what Moses said in Deuteronomy 22:22. 若遇见人与有丈夫的妇人含淫，就要将夫奸夫淫妇一平致死，这样就把那恶从以色列中除掉。Moses said that if somebody commits adultery, then we need to take stones and stone them. 所以第一呢，按照摩西法律律法呢，犯奸淫呢唔系离婚嘅理由，因为犯奸淫系要致死。So according to the law of Moses, adultery is not a reason for divorce, because if you commit adultery, you must be stoned. 但是摩西怎样讲离婚呢？生命记24:1. But look at Deuteronomy 24:1-2 and see what Moses said about divorce. 生命记24:1-2. 人若娶妻以后见他有什么不合理的事，不喜与他，就可以写休书交在他手中，打发他离开夫家。夫家，夫家啊，妇人离开夫家以后，可以去嫁别人。Well, Moses said, if you find something you don't like about your wife, then you can write a bill of divorcement and send her back to her father's house. And once she's back in her father's house, she can go and marry somebody else.
啊，呢个好大开眼界喎！如果系犯奸淫咧，就要致死，所以肯定唔系犯奸淫系离婚嘅理由。但系如果丈夫咧有啲嘢觉得咧太太唔中意嘅，就可以休咗佢。邀着他送他回家，回到家他可以再嫁。
But here Moses says that if he finds something that he doesn't like about the lady, he can send her home, and if he sends her home, then she can go and marry somebody else.
于是这个问题就是说，摩西这里说的有什么不喜欢的女人是什么来的，哪些是值得去离婚。
And so the whole debate is about what is it that the guy doesn't like about his wife that he can send her home. 是不是因为煮窿的食物呢？是不是因为那些打扮不漂亮啊？ Is it because she doesn't cook well and her appearance is no good?
这个就是个辩论啊。似乎呢，从圣经的角度呢，老实讲呢，写这个休书是神要怜悯保护女人。
It appears that the reason for this bill of divorcement is that God is putting a protection and having mercy on the lady, on the woman.
因为呢，如果她犯奸淫是要致死她，你叫她回家，别人以为她是淫妇就要打死她。
Because if she had committed adultery, you have to stone her. And so if you just send her home without a bill of divorcement, everybody's going to think she was an adulteress and they're going to kill her.
所以你写个休书是保护她，她没事，她没做错事。
So you write a bill of divorcement, she didn't do anything wrong, she's okay.
这个是有怜悯的。This is mercy. 第二呢，因为个女人是没权利，即是她老公是不要她就不要她。个女人唔可以反抗。
Because back then women had no rights. If the husband didn't want her, she could not protest it. He sends her home, she can't fight it.
於是你寫個休書俾個女人咧，係一個保障，係一個憐憫。
And so when you write a bill of divorcement, that protects her and that's merciful to her.
但係點解個男人要寫個休書？呢個先係問題。
But why is the guy going to divorce her? Why is he going to write this bill of divorcement? That is the problem.
耶穌第五節，馬可福音第十章第五節講嘅原因。
But Jesus told us in Mark chapter 10 verse 5 what the reason is.
你睇耶穌點樣講？耶穌說：摩西因你們的心眼，所以寫這條例給你們。
And Jesus said, it's because your hearts are hardened. That's why God gave this permission.
即是話呢，猶太人嘅人係心眼，自我為中心，有自私，有驕傲。有发脾气
because they had hardened hearts. They were self-centered. They were selfish. They were jealous. They were envious. They had sin.
弟兄姊妹，系咪？我哋个都系有罪，因为神明白我哋有软弱，我哋有困难。
Because we all are sinners, and God knows that we have sin and we have weakness.
神系有一个嘅标准嘅要求，但系人好难达到神嘅标准。
God has a standard, a high standard, but it's so hard for us to attain to God's standard.
人系会做错事，
and because we make mistakes,
对神系有个怜悯嘅一个条例，
and because we make mistakes, God has mercy and He has a way out.
神系容许摩西话又写休书，因为佢知道人有时会。
And God made the provision to write the bill of divorcement because God understands that we have hardened hearts and sometimes we get in such situations that we need an escape.
你睇马拉基第二章十六节。
Look at Malachi chapter 2 verse 16.
马拉基第二章十六节。
The last book of the Old Testament, Malachi, chapter 2, verse 16.
Malachi 是教育圣经最后一本马太福音之前第二章十六节。耶和华以色列的神说：休差的事和以强暴待差的人，都是我所行护的。所以当谨守你们的心，不可行诡诈。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Here in Malachi, God says that He hates divorce, and that He hates those who abuse and are mean to women.
好强啊！呢句圣经，因为当时犹太人咧，因为休书呢件事，佢男人系对佢太太好差。
And because at that time, in the time of Israel, because of the bill of divorcement, the Israelite men were being very mean to their wives.
神系俾我哋一个清楚嘅意思，就系神好憎离婚，亦都好憎虐待妻子。
Here, God is telling us very clearly that He hates divorcement and He hates people. He hates abuse of wives.
我哋今日港澳嘅社会咧，有几多个男人会虐待太太呢
？Now in Macau and Hong Kong in our society, how many men are abusive to their wives?
有几种嘅虐待嘅，有啲嘅系肉体嘅打嘅，有啲系精神上嘅虐待。
You know, there's different types of abuse. Sometimes it's physical abuse, and sometimes it's mental and verbal abuse.
神话佢唔中意。佢系憎虐待呢件事
，and God is telling us that He hates abuse，
但系佢亦都系憎离婚
，but He also hates divorce。
但我想话你听一个好消息，神系憎恨罪恶，但系神系喜爱罪人。
But I want to give you a wonderful truth this morning. God hates sin, but He loves sinners.
神系憎恨罪恶，但系佢喜爱罪人。
God hates your sin, but He loves you as a sinner.
无论我哋犯咩罪，神系爱你。And no matter what sin you've committed, God loves you.
但系佢想你停止罪恶，改变。 But he wants you to stop your sin and to change. 神喜欢每一个人，神系怜悯我哋，俾我哋有出路。And God loves us, and He wants to give us all an escape.
你睇翻喺马可福音第十章第六节，耶稣点样讲？
Look back in Mark chapter 10 verse 6 at what Jesus continued to say.
但从起初创造的时候，神造人是造男造女。
And he takes us back to the very beginning when God created man and he created woman.
耶稣说，摩西有休书，但是最初呢，神造男造女。
And so Jesus is saying, and Moses permitted the bill of divorcement, but when God first created man and wife, he had a different plan.
你知道，如果你睇创世纪第二章，你会睇到嗰个神造夏娃嘅故事好美丽。
And if you look at Genesis chapter 2 and you see when God created Eve from Adam, it's such a beautiful thing.
亚当又讲呢个系我骨中嘅骨，肉中嘅肉。
And Adam says, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
所以耶稣喺第七节同埋第八节又讲翻创世纪嗰个经文。
And so here in Mark chapter 10, verse 7 and 8, Jesus goes back to what was recorded in Genesis.
因此二人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的。
And so Jesus here is emphasizing that when God first created marriage, He created it that man and wife would be one and that they would be joined in a union, no longer two people, but one person.
你知道这个联合呢，就是神的好奇妙，将两个人是成为一体。
And you know, this is a joint union. It's amazing, joining together in marriage.
这个表示两个人不是两个单元。在一个婚姻里面，但是一个单元。
And this is telling us that when two people get married, they're no longer two individuals, but they become one.
这个联合呢，是有点像江湖这样的意思，就是将它黏在一起。
And this joining together is kind of like glue sticking them together.
那如果你拿一些胶水，黏两块板，你黐住两块板，等啲胶水未干晒，跟住掹翻，会发生咩事
？If you take two boards and you put glue on them and you don't let the glue dry all the way, and then you pull it apart, what's going to happen？
你会见到啲胶水咧就有丝喺度，系咪
？And you'll see that there's, you know, it's strands of glue that are stuck to both of the boards.
如果你系等个胶水干晒，跟住掹开两块板，会发生咩事？
But if you wait for the two boards to dry, the glue to dry, and then you pull the boards apart, what's going to happen?
两块板都会烂。
Both boards are going to break.
这个就是神的意思，在婚姻里面，神将两个原本是单独的人摆在一起，它变成一个，如果你要再将它分开呢？是一个撕裂，是一个痛苦。
And that's what God is telling us. When you take two people and you put them together in marriage, they become one. If you then separate them again, it's a breaking, it's a tearing, it's a pain.
所以神设立婚姻，应该一夫一妻，一生一世。
And so when God created marriage, it was to be one husband, one wife for one life.
你睇埋第九节。Look what it says in verse 9. 所以神配合的人不可分开。
What God has joined together, no man can separate.
婚姻应该直到死将我们分开，不是离婚将我们分开。
And so marriage should be until death do us part, not until divorce do us part.
因为个分裂是痛苦，是困难。
Because separating is painful and it hurts.
就算是同居没有那个沙子呢，如果你同居一段时间跟着分开一样是痛苦。
And even if you're just living together for a time and then you separate, there's still that pain.
因为神将我们心里连在一起，神将我们的灵连在一起，我们是一分开就是痛的。
And so God puts us together mentally, emotionally, even spiritually, and when you pull it apart, it's a tearing.
神强调应该尽力保持婚姻的合一。
And so we should work hard to keep the unity in marriage. 神是憎恨离婚，我们应该是努力使到我们的婚姻是成功。Because God hates divorce, we should work hard to let our marriage work and be a success.
遇到困难呢，唔好俾自己一个机会啊，离婚就解决。
And when you meet problems in your marriage, don't give yourself the excuse to say, "Oh, we'll just get a divorce to stop the problem."
因为离婚呢唔会解决问题。好多人觉得离婚是一个出路，但是离婚不是一个出路，不会解决问题。
You know, divorce doesn't solve problems. And some people look at divorce as a solution to solve the problem, but it doesn't solve anything.
所以我们应该结婚的时候下定决心，无论点我不会离婚，我要使到我的婚姻是成功。
So when we get married, we need to make a decision, need to make a choice, a commitment. I will not let divorce be an option. I will work hard to make my marriage work.
郭佩里呢，他是讲过离婚的问题，他这样讲，多人认为离婚是出路，但是离婚所经历的内疚和孤单，多数比面对婚姻更痛苦。
Billy Graham said this about divorce. Divorce is an easy escape, many think, but the guilt and loneliness they experience can be even more tragic than living with their problem.
好多事是咁，我哋系想揀一个嘅容易嘅系嘅出路，但系好多事我哋揀咗个出路，发现到原来唔系咁容易。
And so often that's what we experience. We look for an easy way out, but so often when we take that so-called easy way out, we find out it's not that easy.
神有佢嘅标准，婚姻应该一生一世，一夫一妻。
God has His standard that marriage should be one husband, one wife for one life.
但有时我们达到神的标准不是那么容易。
But you know, attaining to God's standard is not always that easy.
因为我们心里面刚硬。
Because so often our hearts are hard.
有时我们不想妥协。有时我们不想退后一步。有时我们不想搬书。
Sometimes we don't want to give up. Sometimes we don't want to take a step back. And sometimes we don't want to forgive.
有些事发生会令到我们是很难宽恕对方。
Sometimes things happen that make it hard for us to forgive the other person.
但是婚姻合一呢，唯一的方法呢，就是接纳、宽恕、包容，继续爱。
But you know, to make a marriage last for a lifetime, there's no other way except accepting, forgiving, loving, and understanding.
可惜很多的婚姻变痛苦，变噩梦，好似人生的地狱。
And you know, so often marriages become very painful, they become a nightmare, and even become hell on earth.
有时两夫妇呢，原本是彼此相爱，是结婚的时候开开心心，跟着因为过了一段时间，他们彼此残杀。
And so often we see couples when they get married, they're so in love and they think that, oh, we're going to be the perfect couple. But after they get married for a while, they start trying to destroy each other and hurt each other.
有些的婚姻觉得没计，一定要不欢而散。
And so often in marriage, you know, people think, well, there's no other way out. Let's just break it up. Go on with our own life.
无论是婚姻结了婚人士或者未结婚人士，请你听耶稣的意思。
Whether you're married today or single today, please listen to what Jesus says.
基督徒的婚姻观就是愿意面对困难，接受挑战，用婚姻来荣耀耶稣。
The Christian view of marriage is that we face the difficulties, we meet the challenge, and we use our marriage as a means to glorify God.
如果我们的婚姻是不好，我们要努力付出使到它好。
If our marriage is not good, we need to work hard so that the marriage will become good and be blessed.
我要付出呢，就要舍己。
就要宽恕，要付出。And that's working hard means that I deny myself, I forgive, and I give out, I sacrifice.
是需要沟通
，and it means that I need to communicate.
太多人以为离婚咧就系医治婚姻问题一个好嘅选择，可惜离婚嘅时候咧问题系升级。
And so many people think that divorce is the cure-all for every ill in the marriage, and it's a remedy. But all that happens is after the divorce, the problems get worse.
有一位写咗第二次机会嘅一本书，美国一个心理学者，佢就系研究100个离婚家庭嘅疑虑，研究佢超过十年嘅时间。
California psychologist Judith Walterstein, in her book, Her Second Chance, wrote about divorced children from divorced families, and she followed 100 children from divorced families for over 10 years.
她就研究发现到呢，离婚家庭的儿女，即是当她长大之后呢，一样是带着很多的包袱，是愤怒、忧虑、自我形象低。
She discovered that children from divorced families that they carry even into adult life all these burdens and problems and pain from the divorce. They have anger, worry, and low self-esteem.
佢发现到咧，每五位之中有三个咧，就觉得父母其中一个拒绝佢。
And she discovered that 3 out of every 5 of these children felt that they were rejected by one of their parents.
超过大半呢，成长之后呢，一路系一个佢离婚嘅父母彼此嗌交嘅阴影底下成长。
And over half of these children grew up even after the divorce with their parents still fighting each other.
离婚唔系解决问题，离婚系令到问题升级。佢都統計到發現到離婚家庭嘅子女咧，讀書嘅問題比較多。
And they've also done studies and discovered that children from divorced families that they do have more problems in school than other children.
有個太太咧，佢去揾律師，話律師聽我要離婚。
There's a lady that went to a lawyer and said, "I want a divorce."
咁啊，佢話我已經決定咗，我要離婚。And she said, "I've already decided I'm going to get divorced." 個律師話：好，你決定咗，你要離婚，你想我點幫你
？And the lawyer said, "Okay, you decide on your divorce. What do you want me to do for you?"
佢話：我係好憎我老公，我一定要整蠱佢咧。我想離婚嘅時候，整一鑊嘢俾佢彈，係令到佢痛苦一生一世。
And she said, "I hate my husband. I want to get back at him. I want to do something that when we get the divorce, he's going to be in pain for the rest of his life."
個律師話：好，我有個好計。
And the lawyer said, "Okay, I've got a good plan."
佢話：你還點？你決定咗離婚係咪？
He said, "You've decided to get a divorce, right?"
佢話：係啊，我哋要離婚。佢話：好，咁你試下咁樣做，三個月時間。
And so he said, "Okay, try and do this for 3 months."
你三個月嘅時間咧，唔好批評你先生，唔好插位佢，唔好喺人哋面前話佢衰，反而咧，你係欣賞佢，祝福佢，做好事俾佢。
She said, "For the next 3 months, don't criticize your husband. Don't talk bad about him in front of other people. Do nice things for him. Be loving and kind to him. And do all these good things for him."
跟住呢，三个月之后呢，当佢以为你爱返佢，你嘅心回转呢，你俾个离婚书佢签。
And then she said, "After he gets 3 months and he thinks that you love him and your heart has changed back, then you give him the divorce papers to sign."
哇！太太聽到話好計喎、啊、
，and the wife said, "This is a great plan." 啊，
因為佢以為我愛佢咧，佢會真係碾死佢。
And this is great, you know, just when he thinks I hate him, he's.
所以佢翻去咁樣做，即係冇批評，冇插位，係做好事，真係好恩愛服侍佢老公。
And so she stopped criticizing him. She started working and being nice to him and doing all these loving things.
三個月之後發生咩事啊？
What happened after 3 months?
係啊，佢唔記得咗要離婚，反而去第二次度蜜月。
And they forgot about their divorce and they went on a second honeymoon. 有啲咩问题爱唔可以宽恕呢？ Are there any problems that love cannot forgive? 如果我哋肯放低自我，求神改变我，用爱去付出，神可以扭转好复杂嘅问题。If we're willing to deny ourselves and forgive, there's no problem that God cannot change. 最差嘅行为唔系离婚嘅条件，反而系宽恕嘅条件。Even the most heinous grounds are not grounds for divorce. They are grounds for forgiveness. 我哋就算系奸淫有第三者婚外情，都唔系离婚条件，反而系宽恕嘅条件。Even external affairs, extramarital affairs, adultery, it's not grounds for divorce, it's grounds for forgiveness. 神系想我哋学习爱人如己， and God wants us to learn how to love as He has loved us. 有一对夫妇去找牧师话要离婚，希望牧师批准佢离婚。There's a married couple that came to a pastor and said, Pastor, we want a divorce, and they wanted his approval for their divorce. 我唔知点解咧，人哋会以为牧师会批准佢离婚。I don't know why they thought the pastor would approve of their divorce. 所以佢就牧师就问佢点解你哋要离婚？佢丈夫话因为我唔再爱佢。And so the pastor said, Why do you want a divorce? And the husband said, I don't love her anymore. 于是牧师同佢讲话。你知唔知圣经点讲嘅？圣经话咧，你要爱你嘅妻子，好似基督爱你一样。And so the pastor said, "You know what the Bible says? The Bible says you should love your wife like Jesus loved the church." 佢就话，牧师呢个太高要求，我做唔到，我唔系耶稣。And the pastor said, "This is too great of a thing. I can't do that. I'm not Jesus. I can't love her like Christ loved the church." 所以牧师话，好，你做唔到呢个，我哋跳落一级。圣经又话要爱你嘅邻舍，好似爱自己一样。And so he said, "Okay, let's step it down a notch. The Bible says you should love your neighbor like you love yourself. So love her like you love yourself." 佢话牧师，我做唔到，我唔可以爱佢好似爱自己，我做唔到，都系太高要求，我冇咁伟大。And so he said, "Pastor, I can't do that. I'm not that great. I can't love her like I love myself." 牧师说好，耶稣都说要爱你敌人，当他敌人来爱他。 And so he said, okay, but Jesus also said, love your enemies. So just consider her an enemy and love her that way. 弟兄姊妹，爱是能够包容一切。 Love can cover a multitude of sins. 爱是包容万罪，是吧？ Love covers a multitude of sins. 耶稣是马可福音十章十节这个经文继续讲。 In Mark chapter 10 verse 10 the script Jesus continues, 到了屋里，门徒就问他这事，耶稣对他说，凡休妻领娶的，就是犯奸淫，夫妇他的妻子，妻子若离弃丈夫领嫁，也是犯奸淫了。So the disciples didn't understand. They went and asked Jesus. And Jesus said, if you divorce your wife and remarried, you're committing adultery. 可以离婚吗？耶稣告诉我们一个很好的真理。Can we get divorced? Jesus is giving us here a truth, spiritual truth. 他说不应该离婚。如果离婚只是因为心刚硬。And if you get divorced, it's because your heart is hardened. 你睇耶稣喺马太福音第五章三十二节点讲 ？Look at what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 32. 马太福音五章三十二节 ，Matthew chapter 5 verse 32. 只是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是叫他作淫妇了。人若娶这被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫了。 So Jesus points out and he says that if you get a divorce except for adultery, then you cause the other person to commit adultery. 那个相反，反而就是如果是因为犯奸淫离婚呢，就好像是 释放咗呢个嘅婚约。But on the other hand, it seems like if somebody was in adultery and for that reason got a divorce, that they're set free from the marriage.
呢个系一个好复杂嘅问题。人可以结婚再婚吗？
And it's a very complicated question. Can you get divorced and remarried again?
我知道神嘅意思唔想我哋离婚，但系如果万一真系发生咗离婚，系应该点？
You know that God doesn't want us to divorce, but what are we going to do if a divorce happens?
我话你听，耶稣有怜悯，耶稣有宽恕。
I can tell you that God is merciful and God has grace.
神系永远宽恕我哋嘅罪。
And God always forgives us of our sins.
我哋唔应该俾自己有离婚呢个机会，但系万一发生，神有怜悯。
We shouldn't give us the opportunity for divorce in our lives. But if it does happen, God is merciful and gracious.
按照神嘅教导呢，呢个怜悯就系最好。
And from the Bible, the whole counsel of Scripture, we know that the mercy of God is the greatest.
有啲人呢，佢本身嘅婚姻太痛苦。我经历过一啲嘅过案，我都觉得好难搞。
And you know, some people's marriages are so terrible. And I've seen some.
我做好多婚前辅导，亦都做一啲嘅婚姻辅导。
I do a lot of premarital counseling, and I do crisis marriage counseling.
所以系同好多要离婚嘅夫妇都嚟做辅导。
And I've done a lot of counseling with married couples that want to get divorced.
我见过一对夫妇咧嚟我揾我辅导咧，佢话要离婚系冇办法再生活落去。
And there is one couple that came and they said they were going to get divorced and they could not live with each other ever again.
我哋感谢主，经过一半年嘅时间辅导，佢变翻好恩爱。而家经过四五年之后咧，佢仲系好恩爱生活。
And I praise God. After about 6 months of counseling with them, they became fell back in love with each other again. They resolved their problems, their differences, and now even 3 or 4 years later, they're still in love with each other.
个丈夫又未信耶稣
，and the husband isn't even a Christian.
个太太信耶稣，不过丈夫唔信耶稣。我睇到有啲嘅婚姻嘅问题就好困难，即系结果佢都系离婚。
But I've seen other couples in such troubles that at the end they end up in a divorce.
因为有啲嘅问题太大嘅，好难去面对。
Because some problems people think they're so big that they can't face them.
好痛苦，好辛苦。
And it's very painful and it's very difficult.
但系神嘅意思唔想我哋咁样。神嘅意思有怜悯。
如果真系万一发生离婚嘅时候，应该点做 ？But what happens if the marriage falls in disaster and ends up in a divorce? What should we do?
第一，靠耶稣宽恕，有怜悯。
The first thing I think we should ask for God's forgiveness, ask for His love and mercy.
第二件事，唔好即刻再结婚啦。
And the second thing, don't go off and get married instantly.
因为如果你第一次失败，你第二次咧未解决你自己，可能会好快又失败。
Because if you had a divorce the first time and you didn't deal with your issues and you take them into a second marriage, you're just going to end up in a divorce a second time.
但所以神去先去帮到自己，处理自己。
You need God to minister to you and help you.
唔好自责，唔好自暴自弃。
Don't be self-condemning and don't give up.
唔好放棄。琴晚咧，電視咧有一個我喺海地一個嘅音樂會，唔知有冇人睇。
Last night on TV there is a concert for Haiti, it's a charity concert for Haiti。
咁佢唱好多歌就話唔好放棄，唔好放棄。
And there are a lot of people singing songs and saying don't give up,
唔好自暴自棄，唔好放棄。
Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on life.
如果你发生过一啲嘅噩梦嘅经历嘅，靠神加入，俾你能力面对。
And if you've had some terrible nightmarish experiences, ask God to enter into your experience.
神有怜悯，有宽恕。
God has love and compassion.
我见到一啲赌徒家庭嘅，即系有一方系赌钱赌到唔三唔四。